BBC Radio Oxford.
David Prever
on BBC Radio Oxford.
Radio for Oxfordshire.
Another medical story tonight. This one's about Tal Goldsworthy. It's the most read news story I've just noticed BBC News Online this evening. Tal has lived with a heart condition for 30 years, but he wasn't satisfied with the treatment options he had available to him. So, taking inspiration from a garden hose, he developed his own solution with the help of a surgeon from Oxfordshire. The operation is now being carried out in Oxford, and Tal is on the line. Much in demand today, Tal.
It is a little bit busy, yes.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming
on. And you, no problem.
Do you remember the first moment when you had this idea?
Well, the eureka moment is a bit of a figment of the imagination. It doesn't really happen to people, certainly not to people like me, quite like that. It was more a slow coalescence and crystallisation of ideas pulled in from various different places that all came together.
And just talk us through the idea. We spoke to a surgeon earlier, to Mario, about this. But
yeah.
Tell us basically what you can...
Rather than removing the pipe and the valve and replacing them, all you do is you take some nice medical images using a CT scanner or an MR scanner. You then put them into a very, very special computer-aided design program, which makes a CAD model, a computer-aided design model of the aorta. And then using a rapid manufacturing process, you produce a perfect, rigid plastic model of the person's aorta, and that you use as a manufacturing former to make a perfectly bespoke external support, a tailored jacket for the aorta. So it's a perfect fit, so we do it for each patient because every patient is different.
And you genuinely came up with the idea from your garden hose?
Well, no, that's a little bit of media...
It's working today. That's
got you
everywhere.
No, I mean, I just looked at it and thought, this pipe's dilating, this pipe's getting a bit too bigger, we just need to externally support it. It's not as easy as a garden hose, because it's a funny shape and it's made of living material, and you've got to find a material that is biocompatible and can be installed. So it's significantly more complex than the basic idea suggests. But in principle, all I am doing is taking a funny-shaped pipe, making an external jacket perfectly fitted to it to stop it getting any bigger. It's that simple.
When I heard that your story earlier today, and they said to me in the newsroom, there's this chap and he's come up with a way to save his own life with a garden hose, I desperately wanted you to have a non-scientific job to...
Sorry.
I wanted you to be a gardener or something.
Sorry. I mean,
You're an engineer, aren't you?
I have had, since I can remember being able to walk, I've had pliers or screwdrivers or spanners in my hand taking things apart. I'm an engineer. I'm a curious engineer. I'm a research and development engineer by natural inclination and professional qualification. So there you are.
How easy was it to develop the idea and then convince a surgeon to actually... To take you up on this?
Well, I mean, getting the ideas together, getting the technologies together was actually pretty straightforward. I knew, you know, fairly early on what needed to be done, and I needed specific help with, for example, writing the CAD code, because I'm not a CAD engineer. But interestingly, getting the door open to the medical world was pretty difficult. I got very lucky. I went along to a presentation run by the Marfan Association at St. George's Hospital, where Tom Treasure was talking about aortic surgery. And at the end of his presentation, he rather rashly said, any questions? So my little hand reached skyward, and I asked a series of questions about imaging and CAD modeling. And he said, well, you know, I don't quite understand that. Let's get together. And that was March 2000. And the man is brilliant. The man has an incredibly open mind. He's open to innovation. And here we are 9.5 years later, 13 years later even, with 40 patients done and, you know, no device-related events, all of us fine.
And how's your health now? It's good.
Well, I've got other problems now, because I'm still alive. I've got other problems unrelated to my aorta. But
are you going to fix those with some new...
Well, no, I'm not clever enough. I'm just a plumber. You know, if it gets to be seriously complicated like cancer or anything that's sort of biochemical, that's just too... That's an ask too far for me. But my aorta is perfectly stable, perfectly dimensionally stable, no problems with the valve, no problems with the aorta. And now I manufacture these devices for people. And working in a clean room, manufacturing a device that will go inside someone for the rest of their life is a very strange experience.
I bet. But incredibly rewarding, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I get more than a warm glow. It's actually a very humbling experience. I feel no sense of... sort of egotistical pride in achievement. I just feel incredibly humbled. I go and visit a lot of the patients when they've been treated, and uh, it's it's a very, very strange, a very strange experience. I feel very, very humbled and incredibly privileged and grateful to be where I am.
I think you're amazingly modest. It's a pleasure to
speak
to you.
You know, I only did this because I was scared of the existing treatments. I didn't do it because I wanted to help my fellow man. I am no altruist. I'm just an animal like everyone else, and I was terrified at the thought of a total root replacement. So I engineered this in response to my own situation, and that was great. But now that it's helped other people, it's just absolutely fantastic.
And having come up with one scientific solution for medical science, there must be a part of you that thinks, what else can I do?
Well, driving this project through a medical profession that is very, very conservative is now a huge task. So I would have hoped to have been finished with this one a few years back, and I'm not. I'm keeping going. I'm really pushing it. We've got some great guys on board. Mario is a fantastic surgeon at John Radcliffe. He's doing operations with our pairs treatment. I'm just driving this one on. When I get to the end of it, I've already got my next R&D project in mind. I'm ready to go. I just need $2 million in 5 years.
And you're not going to tell us what that is, Richard?
Well, I can't, can I?
No, of course.
Not really.
I had to ask that. Thank you. Pleasure to speak to you.
And you.
Good luck. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Thanks.
Fascinating. Bye. Bye-bye. Tal Goldsworthy, the man who solved his own heart condition with an idea, as he said, from which came from a communal garden hose. 6:16. With it-